Welcome to the Lock on Everything with your host, Brian Locklear, where the audience guides the conversation. If you have something you'd like to hear talked about, go ahead and click that voice message button or email me at thelockoneverything@gmail.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Lock on Everything. Again, I am your host for this week, Brian Williams. I hope you guys are having a great week. I hope you got some exciting things to do for the weekend. Let me just say that I want to thank everybody, not just for the feedback from my episode, my first ever episode, but from feedback all across the board, from Facebook to Instagram. All of your feedback, it's greatly appreciated. We love it. We want more of it. That's one of the reasons that we started this, was to hear back from you guys, to hear your thoughts, what you want to hear. If you have something to say, you are more than welcome to say it. Again, we do have Facebook. We do have Instagram. Give us a few days. We're working on Twitter. So give us a couple of more days, and we will be able to catch up with the rest of the world, and hopefully we can have our Twitter account up and running, and so you guys will be able to follow us on that as well. While I'm doing all of this, let me go ahead and remind you guys to go to Audible, download your free 30-day trial, test them out, see how you like them. I love it. Brian loves it. Our wives love it. We use it all the time. It's perfect for when you're going down the road, coming home from work, going to work. You have something to listen to, whereas listening to the radio all the time, you can get something more informative. You can listen to books you love, whatever it may be that you're into. Go check that out. Again, it is www.audible.com/thelockoneverything. Go ahead and sign up for your free trial and let us know what you think about it. And again, let them know what you think about us and how awesome we are. And we thank you for doing that in advance and helping us out so much, because not only are you helping us out, but you are helping us help you. So again, we do thank you for that. Moving right along in today's topics, the first one I got is very, very interesting. It was sent to me last night, as a matter of fact, and I started reading into it, and it's crazy. And then I was out running errands this morning, and it just so happened to be one of the topics on the radio, and they were saying things that I had no idea about. And so I went and done some investigation myself and found out that it is true. This topic is coming from Texas. I don't know if you guys have heard about it or not, but there is a man by the name of Jeff Younger who is taking his wife to court. For the lack of butchering her last name, we're just going to call her Dr. Ann. But she is trying to say that her 7-year-old little boy is having an identity crisis. He is having identity issues, and he wants to be a little girl. When he spends time with his mom, that he dresses up in dresses, he wears her high heels, and instead of being called James, he wants to be called Luna. Okay, now listen, this little boy is only 7 years old. He does have a sibling. I do think it is a twin. They don't say anything about the sibling. The focus is just on this 7-year-old little boy here. This is something that just came out. Again, the dad is trying to sue this woman for what he feels like she is betting into her child's head, because he claims that when the little boy is with him, that he is showing no signs whatsoever of that. He is just an energetic little boy that is full of life and just wants to do little boy things. Again, he is showing no signs of this whatsoever. But the mom is arguing this and pushing for the little boy to be put on puberty blockers. And I think that is the point to where Jeff said he had had enough. And so he took her to court. And we just found out that the courts have denied him custody. However, the governor, Greg Abbott, who is very adamant about this case, apparently, he has stepped in and said there is an investigation being done because this is something that has been causing ripples nationwide. This story leaked yesterday, and it has already made its way all around our country. I'm not even sure if it's around the world yet, but I do know it is making headlines across our country. The protective services have got in. They have stepped in, and counselors are involved, and this is just one big shebang. It has been blown out of the woodworks. And so it's going to be interesting what the outcome is going to be. Of course, this is something that we would love to hear your thoughts on. What is your point of view? Where do you stand? If you have a child, if you did have a child, what would you say? What would you do? There's a lot of people saying that I've read and that I heard this morning, you know, there's laws on a lot of stuff for kids. Kids have to be a certain age to do so much stuff. They have to be a certain age to smoke. They have to be a certain age to vote. They have to be a certain age to drink. They have to be a certain age to go into the military. There's just so much stuff or so many regulations on things that kids can do, and they have to be a certain age in order for them to do those things. So now, since this is coming to the forefront, and by the way, this is not the first time this has happened. This is the first time it has made headlines to this extent, but I think something like this happened in Colorado year before last. And I guess it got nipped in the bud because I know I've seen something about it, and our good buddy Ben Shapiro had, did a story on it, but I can't find it. So, I do know for a fact this is not the first time this, something like this has went down, but again, this is something that has come to the forefront the way that it has so quickly. And I guess it's because this is one of the biggest things hitting our world today. So we would just love to hear your feedback on this, what you think about this. Please chime in, leave us messages, whatever it is you need to do. Hit us up on Instagram, Facebook. We're always listening. We're always reading. We're always watching. It doesn't matter if you feel like doing it at 2 o'clock in the morning. You do it, we'll see it, and we will get you out there, and we will get your point of view out there for the rest of our listeners to hear what you have to say, because your voice is important to us. But to go on with this, it gets really interesting because the dad and the mom had been married for 8 years. So they were married 1 year before they had these two kids. And from what I was reading and from what I heard, the only reason the mom got married was because of the statutes and the pedigree that the dad had. Long story short, I'm really not going to go into every single one of them in detail. One of the things said that he was a professor, I think it was at Texas Tech. He was in the Marine Corps. He was also in the Army. And there's just like a list of things. It just keeps going and going. And according to Dr. Ann, his wife, or divorced wife at this moment, that is what attracted her to him, because of his resume, of the things he had done and fighting for our country. And now he was being a professor and teaching others and teaching kids and you know, this, that, and the third. And so that's what attracted her to him. And come to find out, every bit of that was a lie. He was never in the Corps. He was never in the Army. He definitely was never a professor. And so I'm not sure when all of this came out, but it has come out that he was pretty much living a lie. And he lived this lie, I think, pretty much their entire marriage. Again, I'm not exactly sure when the cat was let out of the bag. But, yeah, this has even sparked an even bigger whirlwind in this investigation that is now going on with their child, because this gentleman who is taking his ex-wife to court for custody rights of their kid is not trustworthy. He cannot be trusted. He's a manipulator. He's a liar. And so that is when this story really explodes into something bigger. Needless to say, I don't think the backstory is why it is on the forefront that it is today. I think it has hit the headlines at such a boom because gender identity is something that has just saturated our country. And it's sad and it's unfortunate, because I have my point of view, my family has our point of view, and it's sickening. It's downright sickening. 7 years old. I have a 7-year-old child myself, and she's lost. I mean, if it wasn't for me and her mom, she would be completely lost. I love my daughter to death, but kids don't have common sense at that age. They don't know the difference. I mean, yes, they know the difference of right and wrong, but when it goes to something to this extreme and in depth that the way that it is, they don't know. And we as parents are there to lead and guide our children. And our kids can be persuaded easily. And for those of you that have kids, you know that kids can be persuaded so easily because they're so naive. They're so gullible. And whether they're persuaded by us as parents, they're going to be persuaded by their friends in school, they're going to be persuaded by their friends at church, they're going to be persuaded by somebody in some way, shape, or form. We cannot have our children living in a bubble. As much as we want to protect them, we can only protect them to a certain extent, because eventually we are going to have to expose them to society. And society now is just so sickening and so repulsive that you've got parents that are wanting this. You got this mother who wants to give her kid puberty blockers because she feels like her kid, or excuse me, her little boy wants to be a little girl and wants to be called Luna. Now, I told you guys the other day that my family and I, we are people of God. We serve God with all of our hearts. We serve God the best that we can. We are not perfect by any means. And we never judge anybody. But as a man of God and a man of faith and that follows after Christ, this is wrong. This is entirely wrong. I disagree with it. This is an attack of the enemy that has infiltrated our homes, because if our homes can be torn apart the way this home here obviously has been, it all starts in the home. And if the home can be divided and torn apart, then the rest of the steps are so easy. And I hate to say it like that, and I hate to break it down like that, but that's just the way that it is. It all starts in the home. We as parents, it all starts behind closed doors. The way we conduct ourselves, the way we talk to each other, the way we talk to our children, how much time we invest in them, it's all of that. And this here, pick and choose, these kids dressing up as drag queens and walking down the gay parade around these half-naked men, That's okay in our society today. But yet, a man like me, a man of faith, and like Brian, the leader of this podcast, a man of faith, when we stand up for our beliefs, then verbal stones are thrown at us. But yet, you got situations like this. And can you imagine a 7-year-old little boy going through something like this? Now, I'm sure that the dad did not do this for a publicity stunt. I'm sure the mom is not doing this for a publicity stunt. And if either one of them are, then shame on you. If you're doing this to gain any kind of access or any kind of publicity, or to get recognized by these doctors that condone this kind of stuff, then shame on you, Mom. And if Dad, if there's any reasoning other than your child behind what you're doing, then shame on you too. Because both of you deserve what you get. Now, if you're doing this from your heart, that is a completely different story. Because trust me, kids are used as pawns each and every day. Trust me, take it from somebody who knows. Whether the mom and dad stay together or whether they're divorced, kids are used as pawns each and every day. They're used against the dad 9 times out of 10. Because our judicial system is so messed up that they think the moms are flawless and the moms are absolutely perfect. And society has created us men to be nothing but dirtbags. And to be honest with you, Jeff isn't making it much easier living a life of lies, being a manipulator. So who's to say that he does have this kid's best interest at heart? Who's to say that he knows how to raise this kid? Now, I may be completely wrong. And I know I'm going off on a tangent, and I'm not going to apologize for that. And I hope that it makes his way to Jeff's ears, and I hope it makes his way to the mom's ears in some way, shape, or form. Now, I'm completely against it, and I know a whole bunch of more people that are completely against the way this little boy is being treated. And the fact that his mom feels like he's a girl on the inside, which I read and I have the article. that the little boy has not verbally specified that he feels that way. He just so happens to dress up in dresses and heels and call himself Luna. But he has never once told his mom that, hey, I feel like a girl on the inside. So again, the mom is taking it upon herself. Now, some of you out there, y'all might feel like the other ones, that since there's an age limit on kids to do certain things, then maybe an age limit should be set on something like this. But as a man of God, and as a man that follows Jesus Christ, I cannot go along with that. It goes against every single one of my morals. It goes against every single one of my values, and it goes against every single one of my beliefs. I can't do it. But I'm going to get off of that, because I could go on and on about that a little bit more, because the more you read it and the more you investigate, any parent in their right mind would get heated about it. And even if you're not a parent, the fact that a child, an innocent 7-year-old little boy, is getting treated this way. And if we're talking about it, then you know his school is talking about it. So who knows if he's now getting bullied or if he's now getting picked on. And let's not forget about the sibling whose name is Jude. We don't know what his little brother or his sibling is facing. We have no idea what these kids are going through. So, if you will, pray for these kids, pray for this family, that God will lead and guide them in the direction, and pray for the courts, and pray for the governor, pray for this whole entire situation, because trust me, folks, they need it. They may not know it. They may not even believe in our Creator. Even more so to pray for them. Even more so to pray that God intervenes and gives that family guidance and lead the leadership that it so desperately, desperately, desperately needs. Moving right along. Another topic that has been hitting the airwaves and social media and everything else is our wonderful president, Donald Trump, and this impeachment process. And this is something that another thing that I really get excited about, because it's finally, and forgive me if I said in the wrong way, but the Republicans are finally getting some guts, and it looks like the ladies are getting the guts, and the men of the Republican Party are growing up here, if I can say it that way, because the Democrats have been trying to do everything behind closed doors. And yesterday, I believe it was, or the day before, I'm getting my days confused, with Senator Lindsey Graham leading the way, they pretty much, not literally, figuratively speaking, kicked the door in and ambushed the Democratic meeting, and now, supposedly, with the help of Senator Lindsey Graham and other Republicans that are now backing the president that they voted for, we are getting some laws passed that only certain things be done behind closed doors. And the fact that it was brought up that President Clinton also got impeached And I know some of you remember that. I'm not sure if some of you are too young to remember that. But it wasn't too long ago that President Clinton got impeached. And the same rights and privileges that were given to President Clinton have not yet been given to President Trump. The rules, the regulations, and every guideline that was followed for President Clinton has not been followed for President Trump. So the Republicans have now apparently overnight grown a backbone, got some guts in them, and grown a pair. And so I would like to tip my hat off to them. And this impeachment process is nothing but hearsay. Nancy Pelosi has no idea what she's doing. And this is going to be nipped in the bud, I guarantee you, before you know it. But enough about our wonderful president trying to get impeached. I do have something here from ABC News, which I have to take my hat off to them too, because these are the same group of people that has been talking about his impeachment process and what Trump has not done. Excuse me. And they just recently came out with an article, and the name of it is Fun Facts America: Donald Trump is a Success. Let's Count the Ways. And so it goes on and it says Sarah Huckabee Sanders, which we all know who she is. She tweeted a question, and apparently it lit a wildfire. Long story short, it's according to the Media Research Center covered of Trump on the ABC, CBS, and NBC evening newscast in September, October, and November was more than 90% negative. And I'm sure if you include CNN and MSNBC, it would probably be a lot more. Okay, but you got to give USA Today some credit, I guess. Because it sounds like to me, they're not listing all the broadcast companies that speak negatively of President Trump. This is only to name a few. And then Jimmy Carter put his two cents worth in. And if you guys remember, before President Trump took office, there was a poll done, I believe, and that stated that Jimmy Carter was the worst president that we've ever had in history. And now all of a sudden, they want his input. And even Jimmy Carter went along to say that he feels that the Democrats feel comfortably calling Trump mentally deranged and everything else. They call this man racist. They call him a white supremacist. They call him mentally deranged. Psychotic has even been thrown out there. And they call this man so many things because they know they don't have any hard evidence on him at all. The Mueller report, it was a joke. Everything that has been thrown out is a joke. And everything that they have tried to throw on him, that's exactly what they're doing. But of course, Barack Obama had to put his two cents worth in too. And he was actually taking credit. Of course, he's got to take the focus off of Trump and put it on himself. He was taking credit for bringing ISIS down. But the only thing that we have to thank Obama for is actually the slow economic recovery. And I'm sorry, I cannot get my words out today. Forgive me. That is the only thing. But let me tell you about Barack and Trump, since everybody wants to blame Trump. What they fail to realize is Trump is having to clean up Obama's crap, if I could put it to you that way. Trump inherited low unemployment numbers from President Obama, but the number of people collecting unemployment benefits has continued to fall to a near 44-year low. This is from the same article from USA Today. So, it speaks very briefly on Obama trying to take credit for what he did in ISIS, but it's more so pointing out in this article what Trump has had to clean up since he's been in office. And the Democrats are always trying to tear him down, talk about this, talk about that. And I looked it up myself. Some of it starts in this article, but I took it upon myself to look it up. Did you guys know that according to the USA Today, the drive-by media, as a lot of us like to call them, says the Dow has set record highs 70 times this year, rising 5,000 points in a year for the first time in history? But nobody's talking about that, are they? And I looked it up. I researched it myself. And just within 2 years of Trump's administration, I have counted more than 60 accomplishments this man has made. One of the first is 4 million jobs created since election. More Americans are now employed than ever recorded before in our history. Didn't I just say something similar to that a few seconds ago? I think I did. He has created more than 400,000 manufacturing jobs since his election. And the list just goes on and on. Oh, and wait. Let me get to the best part. Our racist president for African American employment has recently achieved the lowest rate ever recorded. Oh, and according to the drive-by media, all Hispanics hate him. Hispanic American unemployment is at the lowest rate ever recorded. I don't know about you guys, but that doesn't sound like racist at all. Oh, and for our president who hates women and is not for equality, women's unemployment recently reached the lowest rate in 65 years. Do I need to continue? Oh, and since we're talking about him being a white supremacist, check this one out. Asian American unemployment recently achieved the lowest rate ever recorded. I mean, the list goes on. The list goes on, but you're not going to hear the drive-by media talk about his accomplishments. He has done more in 2.5 years than Obama did in 8. And I'm going to tell you what the problem is. The problem is that our president is not a politician. He's a businessman. He's a go-getter. He's got that go-get-it attitude. And a lot of you are going to say that America is not a business. We are a country. But he is running this country the same way that he ran his business, the same way that he was able to achieve millions upon millions, the way he ran his company to record highs. He is running our country the same exact way, and we are now seeing record highs that we have not seen. Sometimes, in some of them, it says in history ever recorded, 3 decades. In 30 years, my lifespan. Some of it is, it's been the lowest in, it hasn't been this low in 65 years. Do the math, folks. It's there. And we're being blinded. Now, I am the ultimate conspiracy theorist. Brian will tell you that. And the more you listen to me, the more you will find it out. But it's all about the agenda that needs to be pushed. I'm one that I believe that what I covered at the beginning of this podcast about the 7-year-old little boy and his parents and what they're going through, maybe not that particular story, but I believe that certain stories like that one are pushed to the forefront to take our eyes or to take our focus off of what is happening around us. Just so the Democrats and the liberals and the left can slide this right up under the door or sneak it right across our face without us seeing it. Why? Or how? Because they are bringing something else completely off the subject to the forefront to take our focus off of what is really happening around us. And that is why Brian and I, we tell you to be vigilant, to do your research. Don't just take our word for it. Research it yourselves. Listen to yourselves. You got eyes. You got ears. Listen. Look. It's there. It is there. We've always got to be vigilant. Always got to be vigilant. Oh, and by the way, since I'm talking about being vigilant, the very thing that I discussed in the podcast the other day about the mark in your hand, I just saw it yesterday, as a matter of fact. NBC published an article, which sounds a whole lot of religious, about what happened in Sweden. They didn't talk about what happened in Wisconsin. They didn't. But they did talk about what happened in Sweden. And if you give me a second, I will pull it up right now. NBC. For those unfamiliar, the book of Revelation speaks about the mark of the beast being implanted in the forehead or the hand, and those who do not have the mark will not be able to purchase goods or services. To say it is voluntarily, and that it has how most of these things start, but one could easily imagine a future where these implants are mandatory for survival. It goes back to what I've been telling you and Brian has told you. Be vigilant. And those of you that say religion isn't for me, oh, it will be. There's coming a day to where religion is going to be for everybody. You've got to take a stand. You've got to choose a side. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And why do I sound so passionate about it? Because I am. Because religion is making its way into politics, but more so, politics is making its way into religion. And what is done in the dark is always going to come to the light. And I say that because NBC is not a Christian broadcast company whatsoever. They don't claim to be. But even NBC is having to point out what the Word of God says will happen in the end time. It's here, folks. It's here. It is among us. For some of us, it's right there on our front doorsteps. For the rest of us, it's sneaking up behind us. And if we turn around too slow, it's going to knock us on our butts, or it's going to knock our lights out. And we're not going to know what to do when we get up or when we wake up. Now, this is, I put a lot of work, I put a lot of prayer, I put a lot of time into this podcast today because I wanted to bring you guys something you can chew on. I wanted to bring you that meat. I wanted to bring you something that you can ponder on today, something you can talk about with your kids tonight, something you can talk about with your family, something you can share. Please share the podcast. Get it out. Get it open. Get it open in other people's phones. Let them listen to it. Let them know what they are missing. Because me and Brian, we don't just get up here or on here to blow smoke up your butts. That's not what we're doing. We're getting on here because we have a passion for people. We have a passion to help people. We have a passion to help our country. And we have a passion to just spread the knowledge. And it's like Brian says, one of us, we know very little. But when we all come together, we pretty much know it all. Thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. You guys have been wonderful. Please don't stop listening. Please don't think I'm a crazy person. I promise you I'm not. I just get very, very passionate when I speak, especially when it's involving something that I love. Politics is something that I have grown to love. I love my family. I love America. I love what is being done in America as far as our president is concerned, the direction that he is taking it. We as people, we need to back him. Whether you agree or disagree with him or not, we need to pray for him. Pray for his guidance, pray for his wisdom, his knowledge, and that he will be led in the direction that he needs to go in order to lead us. Again, I thank you. Brian thanks you. I hope I can get on here and run my mouth a whole lot more because this is something that I enjoy. I was a little nervous the first time, but I still love doing it. I love reaching out to people. I love talking to people. And I just love spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, spreading the word of what's going on in our country. and just keeping you people, you wonderful, amazing people, up to date about what's going on. I love you. God bless you. And have a wonderful, wonderful, safe weekend. Thank you.